Episode 85.
There's so much that goes on in the auto care industry that it's quite amazing. You know, us in the auto repair business often think that we're the hub of this, but really we're just the last cog of the wheel.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Welcome, aftermarketers, to episode 85. Carm Capriotto here. And today's show is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts, with brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. Did you know that the podcast has an exclusive insider newsletter? Well, if you want to be in the know on each new episode and be in on all the live broadcasts and weekly insight, well, then sign up at remarkableresults.biz/insider. Now get ready to meet Brian Bowersock of West Automotive Group in Escondido, California. Brian, an ASE Master Tech, is a 28-year industry veteran with 23 years as a business owner with two locations. He hosts a radio show every Saturday morning and also writes and hosts an automotive car care segment on local TV geared toward consumers. Hear the backstory on how he changed his mind when he originally decided not to do TV. Great story. So why listen? Well, Brian Bowersock and I discussed how he goes about finding and recruiting technicians, also his approach to millennial customers, what he likes about his suppliers' marketing programs, how he helps pick the training classes offered from his training partners, and also how his TV and radio work has created a great audio library of podcasts and over 600 segments on his YouTube channel. The show notes page will give you a comprehensive look and profile of his business. Now, here we go with Brian Bowersock of the West Automotive Group. I'm excited to be with Brian Bowersock of West Automotive Group in Escondido, California. Hey, Brian, you ready to share your remarkable results?
I'm going to give it a shot, Carm. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Great to have you here. Let's go right out. Let's start with a strong one. What's the boldest decision you've ever made?
The boldest decision I ever made was back in 1993 when I took all the money I'd saved up as a 23-year-old kid and decided to open my own facility.
Now, those were sleepless nights, weren't they?
A bit. Luckily enough, I was young enough, though, thinking that, hey, if this doesn't work out, I'll have time to turn this around to some other direction.
And your impotence to do that was because you were a great technician?
I was a great technician, but I always wanted to kind of work for myself. It was just something that I wanted to do and knew that eventually I would want to have a lot of folks working under me. So it's a direction that I knew I would take as soon as I could. Opportunity came came a year before that for this same opportunity to take over a facility that was failing. And I told him, no, I don't want to. I had just had a kid and I was not going to do this at that point.
Yeah.
A year went by and I changed my mind rather quickly.
Got it. Now, think of back then, 23 years old. It's a few years later. Tell me about the growth in leadership. What's the biggest thing that you say makes you better today as a leader?
A lot of learning over the time and a lot of things from different mentors. Mr. Bob Cooper with Elite Worldwide, he's obviously been I met him in 1994 initially. So I've known him for over 20 years. He was a big mentor in teaching me how to be a leader and run a company and take care of people, which are my internal, external customers. He was probably one of the biggest involvements, I would say, when I was a young guy getting started and learning how to do this.
Yeah, that was a great pickup early in your career.
I things would have been a lot different without it. I can almost guarantee you.
I bet you.
I learned a lot. I was not really good at this in the beginning.
And I hear that all the time. And, you know, it's great when you put your ego on the shelf and you become humble and you want to learn.
Correct. Correct.
So, Brian, what do you need more of right now? Focus, systems, personal leadership, marketing, sales, advice. What's on your list of things you want?
Wow. That's a pretty wide open question right there, I'd have to say.
All right. Thank you.
There's a lot of things I could use more of, to be honest with you. But when you talk about things like I'm pretty well known, especially in San Diego, for my marketing and stuff like that. And I do actually speak often on marketing to some of the groups for Elite. The reason why is through trial and error, I've seemed to have kind of figured this out automotive-wise. I'm not sure that I'm a worldwide marketer, but definitely kind of what works and doesn't work for us here in San Diego.
What do you need more of in the systems department to run your places?
Well, I got some pretty good systems in place over the years.
Tell me about your favoritest and the best one that produces the greatest, say, productivity.
We went through the manager of my large facility, who's Jim. He's been with me 18 years. Me and him set up quite a few features for technician flow and all that stuff and changed them over the years as we went. So I would say some of our greatest thing is all the written procedures we have and how things are supposed to work in a day-to-day kind of instance that keep these guys working, keep parts being ordered on time, things notated, letting the technician know what to move on to next and that. My technicians tend to operate at 120% efficiency and above on average. So these guys need to move. We have 8 technicians at this location. So there's a lot of people and a lot of moving parts when it comes to this location.
Are you using anything electronic, tablets, to do what you're doing?
Each technician has a computer on top of their toolbox that's linked into our management system. So we do not there's very little paperwork. All their notes are put in electronically. All the labor's looked up by them electronically and installed in the system. So there's not a whole lot of writing. It's all pretty much typed in, and it's done by each technician at each location to prevent them from having to walk long distances or things like that, saving time.
You're trying to be as lean and efficient as you can.
Absolutely.
What's the big issue right now in your world?
You know what I'm always looking for and I'm always interviewing is really great people. So when you say, what is the biggest issue? Because as we grow, I think we'll all agree awesome technicians have been kind of on the lean side these days. If you talk to a lot of people that run facilities like mine, even if you talk to people in the dealership world, they're going to tell you the best of the best are being tougher and tougher to come by. Just had a guy out from Maryland that I had a 2-hour interview with. He was visiting with his family and considering moving here. I just hired a guy out of South Carolina that's now working here with us. That's a master tech. He moved here in 3 weeks after we did a phone interview, 2 phone interviews. And I said, being with my background, I'm all, this guy is a guy. He's point. So we ended up hiring him and he moved here.
Do you promote nationally, like, for example, on Craigslist, to that you're constantly looking?
The new thing tends to be Indeed. I don't know if you've heard of Indeed or not.
I sure
have.
So
we've been using that, and it seems to, you know, it gets out to a more professional technician kind of thing. So if I was looking for a lot of tenant, I do Craigslist. If I'm looking for somebody like a service consultant or a technician, A-rated technician, Indeed is more the direction that I take. That's why I've gotten some of these guys from the coast. So I guess I do search nationwide if you really want to answer that question properly.
So Brian, a master marketer, does that include your radio show on Saturday mornings?
It does. It includes the radio show along with including I'm the auto guy for San Diego CW Channel 6 news on Saturday mornings also. I do a segment there live every Saturday.
What happens? Is it live call-ins or do you get questions to answer?
The radio show obviously is call-ins, questions, as I'm sure you've heard. Yeah. That's an hour long. But no, the TV segment's like 8 minutes. I write a segment on something. This one coming up is going to be timing belts.
Okay.
That we're doing. So informative segment, I do it with the newscaster. She asks questions and we go over different things and I try to bring it to the normal consumer's level. And that way people get an idea of what needs to be done with their cars. Last week we talked about why a quality facility will charge to diagnose your vehicle and the steps they go through and why it's important. And that's the best money you'll ever spend.
Wow. It was a great point. I did follow a little bit on that and what you were doing. It was just it's a great piece to get out to the general public. Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. From a marketing perspective, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, where does that fit into what you're doing?
Fits in a lot. So all my segments from Channel 6 are on my, all right, let's see. I think there's over 600 different segments from Channel 6 that are actually on our YouTube channel. They get sent to my people that handle my social media and all that, and they place them on there every week. So there's a lot of information out there on the YouTube channel.
How did all this start? I mean, you know, I think there's a lot of listeners that say, wow, look at this. Brian's, if you will, a media star in San Diego, right? And, you know, you can be as humble as you want, but yeah, that's true. Radio, TV, big businesses going on. How do you, can you give advice to anyone who says, hey, you know what, I can do this?
You know, people ask me, I had a guy in Arizona, same thing. How did you do this? I said, well, it was kind of a strange situation for me. Folks from Channel Fox were referred to me to do this. They wanted to do this segment thing initially. This is long before the radio show. And they came to me and I listened to what they had to say. And I said, absolutely not. There is no way I want to do that. I'm not being on TV. I'm uncomfortable with this. I don't want to. So then they said, well, consider it and get back to us. And I hung up the phone and I, of course, spoke to my good friend, Mr. Bob Cooper. And Mr. Cooper said, are you an idiot? You're going to do this. What do you mean you're not going to do this? You have to do this. You should do this. So I called him back and said, you know what? I'll do this. Let's give it a shot and let's see how. Well, that was 8 years ago. So here we are, 52 times out of the year we do this. And I also did a bunch of other San Diego Living. I've done a lot of different segments on different things for them. So kind of unique.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Bob's helped me a lot, like I said.
Brian, describe your training culture in your business.
Technician-wise, advisor-wise?
Yeah, technician.
Okay. Technician-wise, training-wise, we belong to a group that I actually assist in picking the trainer every year and picking in class once a quarter the guys go to. So that, and then other things that come along. We've sent them to diesel schools individually. I had two guys went out away for 2 weeks to hybrid school. You know, whatever we can get our hands on that's useful. And I do a lot of research. Being a master tech myself, I will check into this and I'll take it to my guys and say, what do you think about this? This would, you know, and usually I got guys that in different areas that work for me. I have enough technicians to decide, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. And that way we're covered on it. So training is very important.
You just said something that I got to tear apart. You said I sent away guys to hybrid school for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And when I talk to certain shop owners, they say, well, we can't send people out. And my entire business gets disrupted. I can't plan around it. And you can send people out for 2 weeks. The magic is what? Just scheduling the workload?
Scheduling the work. Well, and also, it's going to make a difference. If I have three technicians and I send one guy away for 2 weeks, that's two technicians. That's a problem. When you have eight or nine master technicians, you send one or two guys at different times, you know, away, you go from eight to seven. Doesn't disturb the workload so much. Hey, you seven guys, we need to work just a little harder and pick up the slack. You can spread out one guy over seven pretty easy. You can't spread out one guy over two very easy.
Got it. So, okay, learning culture, big, strong, important. What do you think the guys are getting for training, 40 hours a year?
On average, no. I'd say about 20 to 25 hours. Yeah, unless we throw in something like this. Those are special cases when we come across those. We even got a diesel school that Motorcraft allowed three of my technicians to sit in on a 6-7. So they went. It was a night. It was 4 hours. So it does vary. But I'd say 25 to 30 would be a good estimate.
You prefer daytime or nighttime?
Most of it's set up at nighttime just because of, for independence, that's the way it's set up because of the same problems that when you talk to shop owners, three techs can't send one during the day. So most of them go at nighttime unless it's something special.
Do you do any in-house training? Do you invite any just-in-time lunch stuff to go on?
We do not. Okay. Reason for that, it don't seem to find a lot of people that can bring value to the table and that kind of stuff. Usually those are sales pitches and not exactly training. So
okay, yeah, I could see that. Ever create a mentorship program inside the business?
Have not. Have talked about this several times. Matter of fact, once again, we just had dinner with a gentleman the other night who was has an awesome apprenticeship program and something that we're looking into for sure for technicians at this point. But I do not have anything concrete yet.
Brian, your daily tasks that bring the most value to the business?
Boy, that's a hard question. I'm just trying to think of the best.
You're the entrepreneur. You're the guy who's the gel of the business. But still in all, you like to do certain things and you believe that you have to add, I mean, mentally, I'm sure you believe you have to add value.
Correct. But here's why this is a hard question. That's the only reason why. Typically before it would be, my guys would run things through me all the time. You know, what we do about this or that. Now, the managers that I have at both locations, especially the large location, Escondido, which is Jim, he's been with me 18 years. Jim thinks about like I do. So there's not so many things run through me any further.
I'm totally, I get it. You're not a micromanager. Great, right?
Correct.
So your people are making their own decisions. But yet, when you put those feet on the floor each and every morning and you rush into work because you love it and you're passionate for it, I can't wait to do this.
Usually I end up in my office upstairs where I'm talking to you now.
All right. And say,
so I work on a lot of the behind the scenes things, obviously, you know, checking our marketing program, stuff like that. So that may be what you're looking for there. Following up on I'm working on the business, not really in the business most of the time, if that makes sense.
It sure does.
So when I roll in here, the people I do talk to daily are obviously Jim, the manager. I talk to the other manager at the other location, just seeing how their day's going, if there's anything that we need to discuss. I have outside fleet service people that deal with our fleets. So typically daily, I will speak with her on a regular basis, sometimes three or four times a day, because fleet stuff is a big thing for me. You know, usually it's just questions or just how they're doing. Hey, how are we doing out there? What are we looking like? Things like that.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is real hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. There, you can get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. When online is your perfect way to learn, do it with Guru's 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of training course options. And with the Guru's on-the-go technology fleet, they bring the latest products and demos right to your shop. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards loyalty program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brands. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. Do you have a customer service rep that fronts your service advisors?
No.
We thought of that?
We did before. We had a young lady, actually, that stood in the front of the office. We get so busy that she assisted with people would walk in. She was kind of a greeter, get people started, and then a consultant would show up and finish the repair order. That was in a growing stage. We had like two advisors and a parts manager. Now we have three advisors. So we overstepped that. At some point, it may come back to that without question.
Got it. Can you create customers for life?
Yes.
How?
By taking care of them the way they should be taken care of. And when you say for life, life would be a little different sometimes, because when you say life, some people move out, so their life, I mean, they're not gone. Their life's not over, but they're gone as far as our life's considered.
Their loyalty when they live near you is to you.
Correct. Now, we don't live in such a loyal state anymore that we used to, where it was your grandparents, parents, kids follow through, you know, with everything that we have now with the internet and stuff. Loyalty has definitely shrank a bit. So you better be on the good side of customer service and taking care of these folks.
So is loyalty earned every transaction?
Yes. It has to be, yeah.
You know, that's a real scary thought when you think about it.
It is. It is a scary thought. But yes, and at any time, obviously, if you don't take care of a person or something goes awry, it could be the end of that relationship. I mean, it really could, because folks have, with the internet and social media and all that, they have a lot of options staring them in the face on a regular basis. They really do.
Do you treat millennials different than, say, boomers?
Millennials definitely think they're different than boomers.
You've got to have a different business model, because they're the ones coming in knowing everything about the repair and everything about your shop and all of your Yelp reviews, where a boomer may not. And isn't that a different approach?
It is absolutely a different approach. And with all our social media, so I would say yes, because we have a specific avenues that we're getting to the millennials and all that. And when you say treat them different, I mean, treat them with the same respect everybody else is treated with. But at the same time, we definitely have the knowledge to be able to share with them when they have the questions that they're going to ask about the repair and things like that. So just as long as you're kind of an open book, you know, you're out there on social media, you're doing what you need to do. So I would say yes. Everybody's treated different as you go through the Y-gens, et cetera. You know, they all have their different ways of doing things.
Brian, you're with the Car Care Council, the CCPN. Tell me about how much you enjoy being in that program.
Okay. Great question. So there's certain things I can share with you, not about this, but yeah. I enjoy being able to meet the folks that we meet that are all part of the Auto Care Association that come in from the manufacturers and all this stuff, and learning about how everything from the WDs and all that stuff operates. It's something that most of us in the auto repair business know nothing about.
Right.
We know they're there, but we don't really know the intricacies of how it operates. That relationship has been very valuable. I've met some really great people and learned some really great things. As you know, the Auto Care Association was on the forefront of the Right to Repair Act and stuff that most of us that are in the day-to-day trenches, although it's very important to us, really don't interact with much. So it was good learning about all that stuff and being there to help kind of support them. And what we do on the Car Care Council is kind of advise them on how our lives are lived down here on the street as repair facilities. So if that makes sense.
Is networking the biggest piece of that?
It's a very big piece of it, absolutely.
And you just said, you know, you come back to work and you have a completely different view of what it takes to really run the auto care industry.
Exactly. And we're the end result. We're fixing cars, right? But we're a small piece of all this, you know, the parts movement and the manufacturing and getting it from one place to another and quality control. And I mean, there's so much that goes on in the auto care industry that it's quite amazing. You know, us in the auto repair business often think that we're the hub of this, but really we're just the last cog of the wheel.
Well, you're the pinnacle, I believe, the person who actually kills the box.
Correct.
And yeah, the entire industry does support you, but yet there's a lot you can do to help support the industry.
Absolutely. I agree.
Speaking of suppliers, how often do you have a sit-down meeting with your supplier and talk to him about your needs?
I typically do once a year.
Okay.
I do, but I have a parts manager that also meets on a regular basis with all the supplier sales folks and things like that. So I typically sit down, like our Napa organization, the Herr family owns 32 Napas or something like that. I usually have lunch with him at least once a year.
Okay.
And just kind of go over some things where we're at and stuff like that. I have lunch once a year with Napa for the other location, the Napa corporate DC office guys. We have lunch or dinner once a year. So about once a year on most of the suppliers, you know.
That's great news. Warranty. What's yours?
Minimum warranty we have is a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty.
Do you go any higher?
Yeah, 3-year, 100K.
And what do you have to do to get that?
Well, it depends on what it is. Different repairs come with those extended warranties on them. We actually remanufacture and rebuild transmissions in our larger facility. So transmissions come with 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Some other repairs do too. It just varies. But the lowest warranty we have is 2 years, 24,000.
Does your supplier offer any marketing programs that, for example, I think you did say NAPA, right?
Yeah, NAPA. NAPA Auto Care. We're also a Bosch Service Center also. We're both.
What elements of those programs do you like the most?
You know, to be honest with you, the two programs that we use from each one is the, both of them are financing programs. One is the Bosch CFNA program and through them, and the other one is the CarCare One program, which is now Synchrony for financing. We do use NAPA's labor warranty stuff that they have. For us, they go 2 years, 24 nationwide. Luckily, or not luckily, just with quality. We don't have a ton of warranty stuff, very seldom, but that's a program we use out of there. Other than that, advertising wise, I'll use their logo sometimes, but I don't do a lot of programs with them advertising wise.
What are you doing to build customer retention?
As far as that goes, really finding out what our customers want and being there for them and supplying the highest level of customer service.
You do any follow-up on a repair?
Absolutely. 24 to 48 hours after a repair, I have a young lady that calls every single customer, along with emails that go out and surveys and all the other stuff that we follow up with.
We could do an entire episode on all of your marketing efforts. There's no doubt.
Correct.
Oh, boy. Be careful what you ask for. Brian, put your crystal ball up on your desk. Tell me what the shop of the future is going to look like.
Wow. Things are moving at a pretty fast pace. So when you say what the shop of the future is going to look like.
5 and then 10 years.
5 years from now, everything is going to be electronically streamlined for sure. Everything from repair information to getting the customer in the door and that. Customers are so interested in quick gratification and done and in and finished that things are going to move along quite quickly. And then 10 years from now, I don't even know if I could actually give you what that's going to look like at this point. I'll be interested to see. Technology is moving so fast. There's so many things that we haven't even thought of that we'll probably be using for auto repair in 10 years.
Will Google and Apple have cars in 10 years?
I'm pretty sure they will. Or maybe they might have spaceships in 10 years at the rate we're going.
Flying cars.
Yeah, it might.
Autonomous cars, do you think?
Very, very well could be.
Very, very well.
I do think so.
Well, hey, I have to tell you, this thing really flew by. I'm so impressed, and there's no doubt I learned a lot, and I know our listeners are going to take a lot of great things away. But before I let you go, Brian, give me some of your great, powerful words to live by.
You know what? No matter where we go and now, no matter how far technology advances, one of the things that you if you're going to build a quality repair facility and a great customer base and continue to grow, you need to keep one thing in mind, and that is take care of people the way you want to be taken care of. If you keep that in the forefront with your employees and dealing with everybody that you deal with, you surely will create customers. And you create customers, and that's how the money comes.
The good old platinum rule.
It is, and I don't think it's going to change with technology.
No, and I agree with you. I agree with you. Brian Bowersock, West Automotive Group in Escondido, California. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Carm, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed spending the time with you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.